This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Blind South Africa. We've had so many challenges that blind people in this country are facing, but they are currently challenging this Apartheid Era Copyright Act at the Constitutional Court, because under the Apartheid Era Copy Act, it's practically impossible for most people with visual and print disabilities in South Africa to access versions of published works, for example, Braille, without risking falling foul of the law. But a landmark case currently underway in the Constitutional Court aims to finally change this. Let's welcome JC Nayem, CEO of Blind South Africa. JC, good morning to you. Welcome to Power Talk.
Thank you very much, and thank you to Power Talk for this opportunity.
Okay, firstly, just tell us the parliamentary process. How far has the parliamentary process gone in terms of trying to rectify this apartheid era law?
Okay, copyright reform in South Africa has been in discussion now for over the last 20 years. And we've inputted to Parliament, to the Portfolio Committee, and to the Copyright Reform Commission over that period. Eventually, in 2017, the Copyright Amendment Bill was submitted to Parliament. This was approved by the National Assembly and the NCOP in 2019, and it went to the President for his signatures. The President sat with it for over a year and then referred it back to the National Assembly, saying that he has concerns about certain constitutional matters. Now, that has been sitting with the Portfolio Committee since then, and there is no indication as yet by when those issues that the President has referred to the National Assembly would be attended to and is being resolved. But in the interim, that act has been now withdrawn, and it is being re-tagged so that it would have to go to the NCOP and to provinces. Therefore, blind and partially sighted people are still being marginalized, our rights are being violated, and we are regarded as being criminals if we are to produce materials in accessible formats like Braille or large print or DAISY. Because the current 1978 Apartheid Copyright Act does not make any provision for exceptions and limitations that would enable us to convert these documents into accessible formats. We have to get the permission or the permit of the publishers. And we've only had success in less than 10% of our requests thus far. So majority of requests don't get acknowledged, don't get responded to.
Yeah.
If it does, it can take some time, particularly if you're a university student and you're doing modular courses. It is possible, and it has happened in so many instances, where permission has been got after you had to write your exams. So therefore, producing the books becomes a criminal activity if we do it.
I think it's quite unfortunate. Because of time, JC, let me just ask this particular question. In terms of the legal recourse, what do you expect the Constitutional Court to provide in terms of legal recourse?
Well, on the 21st of September last year, the High Court in Gauteng issued an order declaring the 1978 Copyright Act unconstitutional and providing for the reading in of Section 19D as an interim measure whilst Parliament amend the act. This, in terms of procedure, now has to be confirmed by the Constitutional Court, and that's what the Constitutional Court was looking at yesterday, the unconstitutionality of that act and what remedy could be brought in. We propose the reading of Section 19D, because Section 19D, as the principles of the Marrakesh Treaty, which provides for international scope for import and export, and it also defines what accessible publications are. We are very hopeful that the Constitutional Court will declare or confirm the High Court's order and provide this interim relief for blind and partially sighted people, so that the book famine can be ended and Braille is no longer a crime.
Okay, thank you very much, Jason. I we got to leave it at that. Sea of Blind South Africa. And of course, where is the Human Rights Commission? These are the cases where we want to see the Human Rights Commission as a Chapter 9 institutions intervening and supporting people like Blind South Africa, because it's a basic human rights issue for the blind.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.